The sun sets on another day. Lost in thought as reality waves. Frustration grows hand in hand with the pain. Let's go to a place where it all fades away. And we'll be sitting by the ocean, avoiding the commotion. Even though darkness is approaching, we know the sun will always rise again. And we'll be sitting by the ocean, avoiding the commotion. Even though darkness is approaching.
I see a bright future for these guys named Stylie. You can find them pretty much anywhere under Stylie Vibes. And Ocean is my favorite track, my favorite place to be. And we're going to continue with the best reggae rock album of the year. It's self-entitled LBDAS, Long Beach Dub All-Stars. What a solid reggae rock album. Leaning a little more towards the reggae end. And this is one of the... This band is the root of the creators of this genre, subgenre, Sublime. They formed when Sublime, when Brad died, and they created it and tried to keep the vibe going. And they've returned, and they put out a great album. Great album. And this is one of my... It was really hard to pick a best of track. This seems to be the one I've been gravitating towards the most. It's called Tell Me. On this week's edition of Shockwave, it is our best of 2020 part one. So much to play and do and say and talk and give you. We have to do two parts. Shockwave, baby. Lanzo's on your radio.
Why don't you tell me where you get your loving from? Tell me where you get your loving from. I get it from the apple, I get it from the plum. Beats after that, I go for a run. Gotta stay fit for my daughters and sons. I gotta stretch, I clean out our lungs. After that, I'll have some mango in the sun. Sharing and laughing with everyone. If you know me, sound dog will run. Champion dream, we're never done. Back to the story of where we get it from. With fresh fruit, you can never go wrong. Won't you tell? You tell me, no, no, no. Why don't you tell me where you get your loving from? Tell me where you get your loving from. I get it from the beer, I get it from the rum. Beat after that, I'm ready for some fun. This DJ sound number one. Couple more drinks and you know I'll be done. So is it from the food or is it from the booze? If you stay healthy, you could never lose. If you know me, we gotta stay on the groove. So come on, baby girl, let's move. Only one way to tribute this tune. Just move and move and never. Won't you tell me, no, no, no. Why won't you tell me, no, no, no.
Yeah, man, tell you. Tell me. And I'm going to tell you why this is the best album. You see, an album to me is a complete album. It's not two great songs or two big songs or two songs that made it commercially big and one of them maybe won a Grammy. That doesn't make a good album. You need an album that is good all the way through and through. You got to make it a great album, whether it's six songs or 16 songs. This is an album that every song is good. Every song is on a level. And that's what you need, not a three-song album, an EP that are 5 minutes long. That, to me, isn't what it should be about. But that's why we're doing this, because we want to expose you to stuff you may not know, maybe haven't heard, or really never took notice of. Maybe heard about it, but never listened to it. Anyway, we are moving on. This album, for me... it's called VBDC, very much like the last album. It's self-entitled, and they use the initials, and it's a very similar name. It's Venice Beach Dub Club, and they're from Venice, right there, LA Beach, Los Angeles beaches, and they have a great album. Very impressed with this album, in that what I liked was every song You know when they say reggae all sounds alike? Well, sometimes it does, because songs are all in the same key, basically the same riff. This one, every song has a different sound to it, makes it stand out, and that's what made this album stand out for me. I was going to say the best produced album because of the difference it had in the quality of the and the unique sounds that it had in the album. And my favorite track is called Ja Is the Ruler with special guest Mr. Ja Faith on this week's edition of Shockwave. It's our best of 2020, part one. I hope you're enjoying it so far. Hopefully you know about reggae music, because if you do, then you know Ja Is the Ruler. Venice Beach Dub Club from their self-entitled album VBDC for the best produced album of 2020, according to Culture Shock's weekly blog and podcast called Shockwave. Now, Shockwave started as a podcast in late 2020. The blog has been going on for almost 3 years now. So it's a weekly blog that we review the music, everything we can find, everything that is sent to us in as far as reggae, predominantly reggae. We go through a lot of dancehall. We get quite a bit of ska. We get a lot of soca. Those are the main ones. A lot of reggae rock. Don't get a lot of dub. Don't get a lot of, say, zouk or compa, which we love. There's so many indigenous forms, and one day we're going to do a podcast that's going to feature all the different forms. Not all of them, but a lot of them. We're going to feature some of the great styles of Caribbean music, and it's indigenous to the islands. We got a piece of it when we did our holiday version of the podcast. We dig deep into that. Maybe you can go back and check that out. And we've got all our podcasts on our website. You can find it pretty much on all the platforms, from the majors to the small guys, all of them. Go check it out. And you know, if you can write a review or make some comments, we would love that, good or bad. The bad gives us something that we can maybe change or look forward to doing. But thank you for taking the time out and recognizing Culture Shock and Shockwave. It's basically just a platform to bring good music to you. That's our whole purpose. It's our whole purpose in life. So right now, we have basically this label to me basically ran the ska business in 2020. Four great releases. Alpheus released one called The Victory. The Olodians, reggae and soul with definitely a touch of jazz. I love that ska jazz, because they're really just so interconnected. The Olodians, and then Mango Woods did their debut album called Stomp You Down, another great album. And the Transylvanians, Soul Space. These guys probably had the better album of the four. But we're giving Liquidator Music the ska label of the year, and we're going to feature the Transylvanians track off their album Soul Space called 1968. And the great thing about 1968 is, when we talk about the ska and the jazz, ska was basically Jamaica's version of jazz, because they were getting the jazz out of New Orleans, a little bit out of Miami, and, you know, a little bit of that soul, the doo-wop that they infused into it. But it was basically their version of jazz, and it was called ska because of the way they played the guitar. Ska, 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 right? Okay, so that happened for a couple of years. Early 60s to the mid-60s, from 66 or 67 to around 66 to 68. Yeah, it was 68. 66 to 68 was the rock steady years. 69, it basically jumped, and that's when reggae was started, 68, 69. Okay, God bless his soul, Toots and the Maytals coined one of the, you know, one of two versions of where the word reggae came from. He did a song called Do the Reggae, but he spelled it R-E-G-G-A-Y, and it's spelled R-E-G-G-A-E, and some of you still don't know how to spell it, but that's okay. We'll leave that for another time. So 1968, what makes it so special? It was two of the greatest times in music all in one year. It was basically when Rocksteady was transforming to reggae. Now, what makes the difference? Well, ska was much more upbeat. Rocksteady slowed down, and then reggae is where it like became like that heartfelt, like, you know, to the beat, to the pulse of your heart. That's what it is. That's why it's so that's why you feel it inside your soul. So that's why 1968 is one of the greatest years in Jamaican music and one of the greatest years in music, period. 1968 on Shockwave, Best of 2020. This is part of Liquidator's great four albums of ska music that they released to give them the ska label of the year, courtesy of Shockwave and Culture Shock. My name is Lanso on your radio. The music, Mr. Tinga Stewart. That's the one that kind of sounds. I'll listen to this beginning again. I want you to listen to this beginning because this is. Tell me if the beginning of this doesn't sound like Tinga Stewart's. Take the music. Listen. I don't know. That drum roll that's right there, I think that's a basis of 1968. But give me the music. Sounding good. 1968. Shockwave, Lanso on your radio, always a pleasure. And we're telling you, we had a problem this year with a couple of different categories that there were two really good nominees and are basically, they're dual winners in my opinion. Here's another one. We talked about the one at the first one with those that are keeping that Akabeka Von Benjamin vibe alive. We played Marcus Gadd. And now comes another one with the international reggae band. We had two. We're going to feature the one out of Germany. And the thing about this band, they're called iFire. The thing about it is there are so many languages. You know, think about the romantic ones, French, Spanish, Italian. they sound nice in doing reggae. You know, some of them are a little harsh, a little almost not vulgar, but they're rough. And one of the roughest languages there is in the world is German. And this band actually makes the German language sound good or better while done in reggae. And what I like about this band, iFire, is they combined the reggae with English and German. So even if you don't know all the words, it comes off really nice. And for good reason, we picked them. It's just good vibes, as the song says, for our one of two international reggae bands of the year for Shockwave 2020, Lanzo on your radio. iFire, good vibes.
Stress, der mich plagt und die Sonne strahlt. Endlich klare Sicht, so ein gesegneter Tag. Ich scheiß auf den 9-to-5-Samurai, yo, aber dann komm, leck mich am Arsch. So viele haben alles gegeben und nichts davon gehabt. So viel verstrahlte Sehen, so viele Herzen der Stadt. Das System drückt, bis ihr stickt, wenn ihr mich nicht befreit. Aber dann komm, leck mich am Arsch, yo. Red, Gold, and Green, Sticky, Roots and Culture. Ist meine Medizin gegen die tägliche Folter. Sie hält die Zeit an, so bleibt die Kugel im Revolver. Ich atme frische Luft für mein Feuer. Wieder mehr Power in den Tank. Ich setz die Krone wieder auf und nimm mein Leben in die Hand. Stay positive, heute warten Vulkan auf mein Tanz. Auf los geht's los, nur keine Angst.
That's iFire, our international reggae band of the year. They're tied with another band. We're giving dual winners this year. We'll hear part two, or we'll hear the other band in part two, the best of 2020, courtesy of Shockwave. Our next winner or nominee or best category is female album, female reggae artist album of the year. It was a birthday present to herself. It was called Gemini because she's a Gemini. She was one of the first and only females solo to be nominated for a Grammy. And her name is Itana. The song is called Good Enough from her latest album, Gemini. Lanzo's on your radio. It's the best of 2020, according to Culture Shock's Shockwave, our weekly podcast. It's also an extension of our weekly blog. You can find both on our website, and you can find the podcast pretty much anywhere where you find your podcasts.
I could swim across the ocean, and it wouldn't be good enough. Show all my emotions, and you're still treating me rough. Give all my show me no love. I could give you my whole life and it wouldn't be, won't be good enough. I'd climb a mountain, run 1,000 miles for you. I'm a strong woman, but I swallow my pride for you. I can't afford to lose myself over you. Cause if I know.
Who says you're not good enough, Etana? Tell the boy for go away. Yeah, man, you're good enough, man. You're great. How you mean, Etana? I'm going to say you find a good one, so you're good now, you know? But...